Blake and Eva and Todd from News Center Maine. And Todd, the skirt made it.
It did.
The skirt made it.
You know, I was off of social media all weekend. I didn't even look. I didn't even get to see a pic of it yet.
Yes.
I've got to go through your stuff.
Yeah,
it
go to
literally
the,
one picture, and Blake took it
on the Coast Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's not true. There's also a video of the first try on.
So you lied. Okay.
Yeah. Oh right.
Yeah.
I mean, with hair and makeup and all written.
Right.
So it was a success. Like everybody, everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy. Everyone was excited. Yeah, everybody.
Did you get a date with the UPS guy? Most importantly,
no, she didn't follow through.
Oh. Was he disappointed? You let him down.
Duped.
It was a UPS girl. Mm.
That's the old bait and switch right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two water bottles.
UPS
and,
got that skirt to you, and you did nothing.
I did. I took a little goodie bag over.
You took free stuff you stole from work.
Swag.
It's UPS Next Day Air, and that means getting it there.
Yeah, it got there. How was everybody else's weekend? Anything fun?
Not bad. I got to play some golf with some buddies. Guys,
was it hot?
Rare. That doesn't happen.
Yeah,
often.
Right. Normally you're hanging out with the the wife and the kids.
Yeah, which is equally as awesome.
Good morning, Rachel.
Did you sense the sarcasm?
Yeah.
Actually, she's not happy with me, guys.
Oh, what happened?
Because of the whole undergarment.
I was wondering about that.
I got to be honest. We've talked about sleeping on couches before with me, and it was like darn close.
Oh boy, the Spanx! Yeah. She was
I'm in
out
the
of her
house.
She broke her wrist taking her Spanx off.
Yeah, it was.
That's a story that needs to be known.
And jeans? Yes. No, I know. It was like tight stuff that she wears.
Right.
And my problem is I don't really know what Spanx are. I mean, I knew that they were like an undergarment thing. I didn't realize it was literally underwear. So she
right.
she got really embarrassed about it.
Yeah. But that's happened. Everyone's,
I know.
You know.
That's what I said. I'm like, everyone wears that stuff. It's
right.
not like it's a big... Well, maybe it is a big secret.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's
we
kind
just
of
look like this naturally. What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of the Voldemort of undergarments. You know it exists, but you're not supposed to say its name.
Exactly.
So,
but
yeah.
I didn't realize that until Friday when I got home, when she got home from work.
Never too late to learn a lesson, right?
Oh, I learned it.
Uh-oh.
And I'm still learning it.
Yeah. Guess who hasn't seen what's under the Spanx since Friday?
And still won't for like a month or so.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got some beach weather, and the waves at the beach were rough.
Weren't they? I mean, they were big.
Wow, yeah. You could feel the rip.
The power.
Yeah, I could feel that. Yeah, I flipped and fly. It was warm. God.
It was a little... Saturday was cold.
Oh,
yesterday was warmer.
Yeah.
The water was.
Yeah. And it was weird. It was like yesterday, we went to Agunkwa Beach both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday was kind of slow.
Hmm.
And I think that's because it wasn't quite as hot.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, it was like it was, boom, back to July.
Oh.
And it was packed.
Packed.
Did you have a lot of seaweed?
There was some up on the, that's the, well, that's the great thing about that beach is it's soft sand, not a lot of seaweed.
Ferry Beach in Saco, the seaweed in the water was, you know, I was thinking it's because you said.
Oh, then you got all wrapped up around it.
Yeah, from the tropical storm and hurricane and all that.
Yeah, but I was flipping and flopping. I was doing ballet. I had my gay friends doing ballet in the water with me.
Frolicking. Lots of frolicking.
There was a lot. It was a frolicky weekend.
Yeah.
Unless you were Todd.
Yeah.
There was no frolicking.
I'm surprised you got to golf with your buddy.
Well, I only did because she was going to see her girlfriends,
okay.
And she let me tag along. That was why.
Oh, I see.
She let me out of the house.
Oh, man. All right. It's 5:24, and Todd, what do we got for this week?
Another hot day. I mean, we're going to be setting some record highs today. We'll have lower 80s at the coast, upper 80s inland, really humid. And it stays warm through about Wednesday, and then a front comes through, and autumn arrives, in quotation marks, end of the weekend.
Okay.
He's live from the couch, Chief Meteorologist Todd Guttner, News Center.
Now until eternity.
It's Coast 93.1. Good morning.
Blake and Eva in the morning.